今天我们聚集在一起。
We remember not only the Lord's love for us, He died for us.
我们不仅来纪念主对我们的爱和主为我们受死。
We also celebrate His resurrection.
我们并且一起来庆祝他为我们复活。
Because He lives, we can face tomorrow.
因着他活着，我们可以面对明天。
You might be saying, trying to see that how come Brother Lawrence had a black eye.
你可能想要知道为什么劳伦斯弟兄有一个黑眼圈。
It's a physical, some physical sickness.
是我的肉身上有一点软弱。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
Because He lived.
因为因着他活着。
We can face tomorrow.
我们可以面对明天。
Because He lives.
因着他活着。
We can bounce back.
我们可以如鹰展翅。
Nothing can put us down.
没有什么可以让我们能够放弃。
In the world today, they give up hope.
在这个世界上，他不能给我们希望。
But we have full of hope.
但是我们充满了希望。
Because not only he died, he rose from the dead.
不仅因为他不仅为我们受死，而且他已经从死里复活。
And nothing can hold him down.
没有人能够来阻止我们的主。
And nothing can hold us down.
没有人能够来阻止我们。
As we continue to live on this earth, we continue to be the testimony of Jesus Christ.
让我们在行在这个世间的时候，我们可以为耶稣基督做荣耀的见证。
Because He lives.
因着他活着。
Hallelujah, He lives.
赞美主，他活着。
It's not just only because we are Easter, we have good food.
不是光是因为复活节我们有一些爱宴，我们吃好吃的。
But rather it reminds us he lives and lives forevermore.
而且再次的提醒我们他活着，而且他是永永远远活着。
And one day he's coming back.
直到有一天他还会再来。
This is our hope of glory.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们有荣耀的盼望。
That's why Paul said, as if we are risen with Christ.
所以保罗弟兄就在圣经上说，如果你与基督一同复活。
Those things which are above.
你就来要寻求在天上的事情。
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Today I want to continue to share with you the book of Colossians.
我今天想要继续与会众来分享哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn our Bible to Colossians chapter 3.
让我们翻到哥罗西书第三章。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 4.
来读第一节到第四节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4.
哥罗西书第三章第一节到第四节。
Okay. I'll read it first in English.
我先用英文读。
And our sister will lead us in Chinese.
姊妹和会众一同用中文读。
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, for Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 4. When Christ...Who is our life shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
哥罗西书第三章一到四节，会众一起读。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里。基督的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Please take note on verse 4.
特别请注意第四节。
Said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall also appear with him in glory.
第四节说到基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Another verse in Matthew chapter 24, verse 30.
马太福音第二十四节第三十第二十四章三十节。
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn.And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
马太福音第二十四章第三十节，那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。
First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书
chapter 4 verse 13 to 18
第四章十三到十八节。
But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye be sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Verse 16, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十三到十八节，论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死里复活，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。我们现在在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
Amen.
所以你们当用这些话彼此劝勉。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before your presence,
主耶稣，早间我们来到你的同
在里。 Not only we thank you for dying for us,
我们不仅感谢你为我们受死。
Today we celebrate you resurrected for us.
我们更加庆祝你为我们复活。
Because you live, we can face tomorrow.
因着你活着，所以我们可以面对明天。
Because you live, all fear is gone.
因为你活着，所以我们所有的惧怕都消除。
Today we can live from victory to victory.
今天我们可以活在胜利，走向胜利。
This morning, as we come before your word,
今天早间我们来到你话语的光中。
We pray you once again open your word to us.
我们祈求你把你的话亲自向我们敞开。
Speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
主啊，请你对我们讲话，仆人谨听。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Last time I shared with you what is our relationship with Christ and His work.
上一次我与会众交通的主题就是我们主耶稣的工作和对我们的关系。
So how are we related to it?
我们怎么能够与主耶稣有关系呢？
Chapter 2 it talks about we are circumcised with the circumcision of Christ.
我们第二章里面 就讲到我们是在基督里受了割礼。
We are circumcised with a circumcision not made without hands.
我们所受的割礼不是人手所给我们的割礼。
Because through our faith in Jesus Christ,
因为凭着在耶稣基督里面的信。
When he died on the cross,
当他在十字架上为我们受死。
Our flesh,
我们的肉身
Our old nature is nailed on the cross.
我们的老我和那些罪性都在十字架上被钉死。
That's why Paul said,
因此保罗对我们说
I am crucified with Christ.
我已在十字架上并钉死。
No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
我与基督与同钉十字架，不是我活着，而是基督在我里面活着。
This is what we talk about being circumcised with the circumcision of Christ.
这是我们所说的在基督里与基督同受割礼。
Our flesh is dealt with the cross.
我们的肉身已经在十字架上被对付了。
But it doesn't end here.
但是我们的工作不是在这停止。
He said we are buried through baptism.
说到我们因着受浸与基督同埋葬。
That's why baptism is such an important matter.
所以受浸是如此至关重要的一件事。
It is not joining a church.
不是不仅是 joining.
It is not joining an organization.
不是你受浸，不是参加一个组织。
It is a declaration.
而是一个宣告。
That I and the old creation is finished.
我作为一个旧造已经结束了。
It's over.
已经结束了。
So when Satan comes, say, "Hey, come on, this is such a good thing."
所以当撒旦来引诱我们说这是一个如何好的东西。
We need to tell Satan, "Get thee behind me."
我们就要告诉仇敌说到我后面去。
We are on the other side of the river.
我们已经。已经到了河的那一边。
So when we rose up from the water,
所以当我们从水里起来的时候
we declare that I have a new master.
我们就可以宣告我有一个新的主人。
I'm in the kingdom of God.
我已经来到王的国度里面。
I have a new life and a new standard of conduct.
我已经有新的生命，我的生活的标准已经是全新的。
And my Lord is Jesus Christ.
那我的主是耶稣基督。
And secondly, being baptized is the first act of obedience.
第二点，如果要受浸的话，是第一个表示你顺服于主的行为。
How do you know that you are subject to Christ?
你怎么才能知道自己降服于主的旨意？
How can people know that you are on this side of the river?
人们怎么知道你已经到了河的这一边呢？
It's through baptism.
是藉着受浸。
Because when you are baptized,
因为因着你受浸
you testify to the heavenly host.
因为你向这个宇宙这天里面所有的使者来宣告
you testify to devil and all his angels.
而且并且向仇敌做出宣告
I belong to him.
我已经属于我的主
Thirdly.
第三点
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪已经得到赦
免 It says here in chapter 2 verse 13, and having forgiven you all trespasses.
这个第二章第十三节讲到你们从前在罪恶过犯和未受割礼的肉体死了神赦免了你们一切的过犯
We all know that sin is always a big thing in our life
我们知道罪在我们生活中真的辖制着我们
It is the hindrance between us and God
是我们与神之间最大的拦阻
But thank God
但是感谢主
That day when we got saved
那一天当我们得救的时候
Our sins are forgiven
我们的罪已经得到赦免
And verse 14go even further.
第十四节，而且更加继续下去。
It says he took it out of the way, nailed it on the cross.
说到把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
In other words, not only God forgives us our sin, God has forgotten all our sins.
意思就是说，主不仅已经饶恕我们的罪孽，而且他已经彻底忘记我们所犯的罪。
It is so clean that there is no evidence.
是如此的洁净，已经没有丝毫的迹象。
It's like when you go to a court.
就像你去法院
and people are suing you
人们来来猜测
where's the evidence
就说你的证据在哪儿
Satan cannot bring out any more evidence
仇敌已经不能有任何证据
He can accuse you day and night
他可以昼夜的来指责你
But there is no more evidence
但是已经没有证据了
For the blood of his son Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin
因为神的儿子耶稣基督已经洗净我们一切的罪孽
And the fourth one
第四点
The enemy is defeated
仇敌已经失败。
It says in verse 15, and having spoiled principalities and powers.
第十五节说到执政的、掌权的都被掳来。
He made a show of them openly triumphing over them.
明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
Christ's death and his resurrection.
基督死了并且复活。
On the one hand, he saved us.
在一方面说他拯救了我们
On the other hand, he defeated Satan.
在另一方面他已经打败了仇敌
Today we are in the hallelujah side.
今天我们已经在 hallelujah 这一边
We can experience victory to victory.
我们可以经历从得胜再走向得胜
Not because we are able.
不是因为我们有能力
But he already had won the victory for us.
因为他为我们得胜
When we are in him.
如果我们在基督里
Victory is for us to enjoy and experience.
这个得胜是让我们来能够享受他的得胜。
Lastly,
最后一点
it says here, we let no man therefore judge you in meat or drink.
最后一点说到不要有人来在饮食上判断你们。
And verse 17, which is the shadow of things to come, but the body is Christ.
这些原是后世的影，而那形体却是基督。
In other words, we become a Christian.
换句话说，当我们成基督徒的时候
，we had a new life.
我们有一个新的生命。
We had a new nature.
我们有一个新的本性。
We had a new standard of conduct.
我们已经有新的行为准则。
We don't live by that old creation anymore.
我们已经不拘禁于旧造里面。
We live in this new creation.
我们是在新造里面活着。
That's what Paul said.
因此保罗说
，No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
说不是我活着，而是基督在我里面活着。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me.
我今天在肉身活着，是因为耶稣基督而活着。因他爱我，为我而死。
This is how we are related to Christ.
这就是我们怎么样与基督有关系。
That's why in chapter 3, verse 1, it says.
所以在第三章第一节讲到。
If ye so be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事。
Not only we need to have a life that is worth living.
不仅我们有一个生活，我们可以配得去过。
We need to know one thing.
我们还要知道一件事。
In this earth, it's only living on this is only temporary.
我们在这个世界活着只是一个暂时的。
One day, all these things will go away.
当有一天，所有有形质的都要消化。
A sister, a while ago, they pray concerning this that church in France that got burned down.
在刚才主日聚会的时候，有一个姊妹非常的。担忧说巴黎圣母院被烧毁的这件事儿。
You know, it is just but in other words, it only reminds us.
就换句话说，这件事情只能来提醒我们。
All everything will go away.
所有的都会过去。
When Christ comes back.
当基督再来的时候
，Everything on earth that we see in our eyes will all be burned away.
我们所有肉体所能见的都会在我们面前消化。
If all these things will be burned away,
当这些所有都被烧毁的时候
，Why you seek all those things which are on earth?
为什么你们还要在寻求这地上和这些
？Why do you seek things that one day will be destroyed?
为什么要追求这必将毁坏的呢
？Therefore, the Bible reminds us, let us seek those things that is eternal.
所以这个圣经就提醒我。让我们寻求那些有永恒价值的事。
I don't mean to say we won't go to work anymore.
我不是说我们不用再工作了。
Don't go to study anymore.
或者不用再学习了。
We still need to live as God wants us to live.
我们必须继续在神的旨意下来过我们的生活。
But let us not put our heart in it.
但是我们不要把我们的心思放在里面。
Let's put our heart in heaven.
让我们的心思追求上面。
Because one day he's coming back.
因为有一天他要再来。
Not only because of these things that are on earth will be burned away.
不光是因为有一天这一世界上有形质的都要被消化。
But the Bible tells us he is coming back.
这圣经上告诉我们，他会再回来。
That's why verse 4 say, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall also appear with him in glory.
因为第四节说，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，我们必将一同与他显现在荣耀里面。
Let us remind brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们互勉。
Jesus Christ is coming back.
基督耶稣要再来。
If you see all the things that is happening around us.
如果你看看我们周遭发生的一切的事情
，The sinfulness of this world，
这世界上所有的罪恶满盈
，The immorality，
所有的不道德
，Things that is right they consider it as wrong，
不错误的事情被认为是正确的
，Things that are wrong they consider it as right，
正确的被认为是错误的
，And every time we try to judge those things that are wrong， they said you are discriminate。
当我们要说你做的是错的时候，人们在说判断我们说我们是歧视。
This is all but a sign that he is coming back.
这些都是他要回来的一个证据。
The change in weather patterns.
还有这些天象的变化。
And everything that is happening around us.
所有在我们周遭发生的一切的事情。
Jesus Christ is coming back.
基督耶稣要回来。
The Bible verses that we read a while ago.
在我们之前所读的圣经经文
reminds us before that great tribulation comes
说到在那个大灾难来之前
Jesus Christ will come
耶稣基督会再来
and the church will all be raptured
我们的教会会被提
Marissa, are you ready?
弟兄姊妹们你准备好了吗
If you still had a lot of things upon your shoulder
如果你的肩膀上还有许多的重担
you might not be going up.
你可能真的升不上去
Today we need to drop everything.
今天我们要把我们的重担都卸下来
Because one day we are going up.
因为有一天我们要升上去
We will be raptured before his presence.
我们会来被提到他的宝座的他的面前
To the unbelievers.
对不信的信人
It is the start of the great tribulation.
是先有一个大的灾难
And after the end of the great tribulation.
在这个灾难之后
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们
We will be coming with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就会跟耶稣基督一同
Let me read to you.
让我为你读
Jude verse 14.
犹大书第十四节
And Enoch also the seventh from Adam prophesied of this saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints.
犹大书第十四节亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说看哪主带着他的千万圣者降临
Francis, he is coming back.
弟兄姊妹们他要再来
And that day we are coming back with him.
那一天我们就跟他一同再来
So that's why Francis, are you ready?
所以弟兄姊妹们你准备好了吗
That's why Paul said let us set our mind on things above not on things on earth.
因此保罗在哥罗西书里面勉励我们让我们立定来追求上面的事
He said when Christ who is our life shall appear we shall also appear with him in glory.
所以基督作为我们的生命显现的时候我们必将与他一同显现在荣耀当中
This little verse
这几个经节
signifies four things.
来特别的告诉我们几点非常重要的地方。
First thing, when Christ comes back,
第一点，当基督再来的时候
it signifies four things.
有四点非常至关重要的。
It signifies its ultimate manifestation of himself to the world.
他是向人们完全的展示他是哪样对于世人来说是怎样的一位。
The first time he comes,
第一次他来的时候
He's a baby born in Bethlehem.
他是生在马槽的伯利恒的生在马槽的那个婴儿
comes,
当他第二次再来的时候
He comes as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是作为万王之王万主之主而来的
That day people will see who this Jesus Christ is.
当那一天众人世人都要看见这位基督是谁
Historian says that this Jesus is just that little baby born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago
那历史学家可能就说这位耶稣是2000年前在伯利恒的马槽里降生的婴儿
he is the son of a carpenter who lived in Nazareth
他是在拿撒勒人木匠家的那位耶稣
Then he had 12 disciples who walked by the shore of Galilee
他有十二个门徒他们走在加利利的海边
One day he died a martyr's death
有一天他就受死了
to them this is who Jesus is
他这个就是耶稣是谁
But that day
但是那一天
When he comes back
当他回来的时候
They will know who Jesus is
人们就会知道基督是谁
Revelation 1 verse 7 says
启示录第一章第七节讲到
Let me read to you
让我来为你读
Verse 7.
第七节
He says here, Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, Amen.
启示录第一章第七节看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他。地上的万族都要因他而哀哭。
The whole world will see him.
全这个世界都要看见他。
Those who pierce him will also see him.
连刺他的人也要看见他。
At that day they will mourn, they will wail because of him.
在那一天，他们就因着他的降临会哀哭。
Because they feel they make a big mistake.
因为他们知道他们犯了一个极大的错误。
Because they crucified the Lord of glory.
因为他们把这个。有荣耀的主钉在了十字架上。
The first time he came, as a son of a carpenter.
他第一次来的时候，作为木匠的儿子降
生。But the second time he comes.
第二次他来的时候。
He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He will ultimately manifest himself of who he is.
他要最彻底的向我们表明他是谁。
This person whom you crucified.
这一位你们钉十字架的耶稣。
He is the God of creation.
他是创造宇宙的万物的主。弟兄姊妹们，你们看见了吗
？Secondly,
第二点
is an ultimate declaration of our acceptance by God in Christ.
这个是 他的再来就证明是最终极的宣告，宣告我们因着耶稣基督被神所悦纳。
No, it's an ultimate declaration of our acceptance by God in Christ.
最终极的宣告，
宣告
我们因着耶稣基督被神所悦纳。
Amen. That's right. Okay, we are accepted by God.
我们被神所悦纳。
In other words, that day.
换一句话，那一天
God will declare who we are.
神要宣告我们是谁。
We are not just these lowly fellows doing nothing.
我们不是这些卑贱的，只是无所事事的。
We are a group of people who are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We are precious in His sight.
我们在他的眼中为宝为尊。
That day, people will see you are a different group of people.
到那一天，人们就说你们真的与世人不同。
As of now, they cannot see the difference.
到现在为止，他们看不见。
But that day, they will see a difference.
到那一天，他能看见的不同。
Last time I was sharing in the FCA.
上一次我在新南区交通的时候。
Who we are.
我们是谁。
Today, who are we?
我们是谁？
In Jude chapter, Jude, in the book of Jude,
在犹大书里面，
it says here in verse 1,
第一节说到，
says Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called.
说到耶稣基督的仆人，雅各的弟兄犹大，写信给那被召，在父神里蒙爱。为耶稣基督保守的人。
You know, according to the Greek translation,
根据希腊原文的翻译，
when you want to give emphasis on something, you put it in the last.
如果你要加重语气的话，你通常把那个放在最后。
That's why it says called. He put it on the last.
所以这上面说蒙召，它是在最后说的。
In the English language,
在英语，
when you want to emphasize something, you put it on the first.
所以如果你要特别加重语气的话，你要放在前面。
But to us Christians, whether it's put in the last or the first, we really don't care. We are called, amen.
所以对我们基督徒来说，不管它是放在前面还是后面，我们都是蒙召的。
Then sister, don't you know we are a group of people called by him?
弟兄姊妹们，我们难道不知道我们是一群蒙他所召的人吗？
This is not only a courtesy call.
Courtesy call.这个不仅就是说在这上面说我们蒙召。
It's not just giving you a phone call and say, hello brother, how are you? Are you okay?
这个不是只是浅显的说一下我们是被召的。
When we talk about a call by God,
我们当我们说到被神所召，
it is an official summon.
是一个非常正式的传唤。
It's like receiving a letter from the White House where the president is inviting you to the White House.
就像你从白宫收到一个邀请，邀请你去白宫坐席。
Friends and sisters, we are called by God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是被神所召。
That reminds me of Romans chapter 8.
就使我想起罗马书第八章。
It says, all things work together for good to them that love God.
说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
To them that are called according to his purpose.
是为他的旨意所召的。
Those who, you know, for him who he foreknew.
因为他预先所知道的人。
You know, in other words, when God called us, He already foreknew it beforehand.
所以在神召我们之前，他已经提前预先知道了我们。
And because He foreknew it, He predestinated.
因着他已经知道我们，所以他就预先定下。
The word predestinate means it is a consequence of what He foreknew.
预先定下其实是一个他提前知道我们的结果。
God foreknew, so He predestinated.
因着神预先知道我们，所以他预先定下。
Not only to save us,
不光是救我们。
The book of Romans says to what? To conform us to the image of His Son.
而且说到让我们效法他儿子的模样。
You see, a lot of time we feel like, oh, He predestinated us to save us, to wash away our sins, that we will not go to hell and go to heaven. It's more than that, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常就以为他预先知道我们，定下我们得拯救，我们的罪蒙得赎，我们可以不去。地狱我们可以深入厅堂，其实我们所得的拯救远超这一切。
We are predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son.
我们是预先定下要效法他儿子的模样。
We will be like Jesus.
我们就像基督一样。
And not only predestined, He said He called us.
不光是预先 定下，而且说他预先招我们。
In other words, in time, the gospel is preached to us. We believe the gospel and we receive the gospel.
换句话说，就是在神看为合适的时候，当有福音传给我们的时候，我们就相信了主，相信了这个福音。
And not only that, He justifies us.
不仅如此，他还为称义。
Justify us as if we never sinned before God.
就是好像我们从来没有犯罪一样的称义。
Glorify us.
并且让我们得荣耀。
Sometimes I don't really understand what God is doing.
所以有的时候我真的不知道神在做什么。
In this infinite mind.
在这个头脑里面。
We can take only this much.
在我们有限的头脑里面，我们只能感觉到这一些，知道这一些。
We felt like God, this is too much.
我们就对神说：“哇，这一切太深太远了。
”For me to be, for my sins to be forgiven is more than enough.
对我来说，我的罪被赦免已经很好了。
But now you want me to what to be your children?
而且你不仅让我的罪得赦免，而且你称我为你的儿女。
And to glorify me.
并且还要让我得荣耀。
But regardless.
不管如何
yes, one day we will understand.
有一天我们会明白
because what is settled in eternity cannot be undone in time.
因为在永世里面所做的永远的决定不会因着时间的转移而改变
what is decreed in heaven
在 天上所做的决定
cannot be undone by hell.
不会因着这个撒旦魔鬼的工作而废除
when God told us,
当神来召我们的时候
he never changed.
他永远不改变他的旨意。
These are status before him.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们在他面前的位置。
One day he will declare to the world, the people of the world.
有一天，他将要世人来宣告。
We are called by him.
我们是蒙召的一群人。
But it doesn't stop here.
而且他不在这里停下来。
We are also what sanctified by Jesus Christ.
而且我们被主耶稣基督所。成为圣洁。
Now there's a little problem here because some of the so-called biblical scholars felt like the word sanctify is not a very good translation.
有些圣经学者认为说分别成圣、成为圣洁这个词儿不是特别的确切。
Some say that there is a better word.
有些人认为还有一个更好的词儿。
It says beloved.
说是蒙爱的、
because、
深爱的。
If you try to look at it,
如果你仔细的看
what do you mean by sanctified?
什么是分别为圣呢
？Sanctify means to separate everything, anything from anything that is common.
分别为圣就是把它从俗里面分别出来。
Anything that is common, you set it aside because this is special.
如果你把它能够从俗里分别出来，意思就是说它是特别的。
But what do you mean by beloved?
什么叫门是生
？It means to say you are highly esteemed, treasured, precious.
就是说我们在他眼里面为宝为尊
so if you put these two words together,
如果你把这两个字放在一起的时候
why are we sanctified from everything?
为什么我们能够被从世俗里面分别为圣
because we are beloved by him
因为我们是蒙他所深爱的
Now you would ask me brother what is the difference between beloved and love
那你可能就会问我说弟兄那深爱和爱有什么区别呢
Let me say this way God loved the lost
那我告诉你神爱世人
But Jesus Christ is his beloved son.
神爱所有的人但是基督是他所深爱的
Let me say it in this way.
那我换句话说
My mom loves older brothers and sisters.
我的母亲爱所有的圣徒
But Lawrence is his beloved.
但是劳伦斯是他所深爱的
Today brothers and sisters.
今天弟兄姊妹们
Jesus Christ is God's beloved.
耶稣基督是神所深爱的。
And because we are accepted in the beloved, in the eyes of God, every one of us is beloved by Him.
因着我们在耶稣基督里蒙神所悦纳，所以我们在耶稣基督里也是被神深爱的。
Brothers, are you beloved by God?
弟兄姊妹们，你知道你是真的被神深爱的吗
？Amen. We are beloved by God.
我们是被神所深爱的。
One day there's a mother who gave birth to a baby.
有一天有一个母亲生了个婴儿。
It's not up to date. How do you call that?
早产。
Premature.
Okay, 早产。
Give the baby prematurely.
就是这个婴儿早产。
When the baby was born, the doctor said it's not going to live.
当这个婴孩出生的时候，医生就宣告说，这个婴孩不会活。
Because her heart is beating once every 10 seconds.
因为这个婴孩的心脏每10秒钟才跳动一次。
And the baby is not breathing.
这个婴孩他不呼吸。
And the skin of the baby is bluish.
他有点发青。
So all the doctors, the nurses gave up.
所有的医生都放弃了希望。
There's one person who never gave up.
只有一个人。
The mother.
不放弃希望，就是他的母亲。
He carried the baby.
他抱着这个婴儿。
He said, "If this will be the last time I cuddle the baby, I will cuddle."
他说，如果这是我最后一次来怀抱我的孩子，我也要怀抱他。
Some strange things start to happen.
就是有一些奇迹发生了。
The warmth of the mother's skin start to enter into the baby.
所以这个母亲的胸怀里面的气息就进入了婴孩里面。
The baby start to breathe.
婴孩就开始呼吸
Until breathing normally.
直到他开始正常的呼吸
Even baby make a little cry.
甚至这个他能哭了
But the skin started to become pinkish.
然后他的气色也就可以发一点粉色
But the doctor felt like it's not going to leave.
但是医生还说他不会存活
Because of the amount of time the baby's not breathing, maybe there will be some brain damage.
因为他有这个婴孩那么长时间没有呼吸，所以他的脑部可能因为缺氧而会有一些残。
So they gave her a brain scan.
所以就在给他的脑子里做了一下扫描。
Miraculously, there is no damage.
奇迹般的，他的脑子也没受损。
And they put her on an incubator.
他们就把他放在这个急救设施上。
For 4 weeks.
放在四个 weeks 星期
then in 5 months the baby was released
到五个月之后这个婴孩就出院了
what is the difference
这个区别是什么呢
because this little girl is the mother's beloved
因着他这个孩子他的母亲深爱他
people gave up
人们可以放弃
the doctors gave up
医生也可以放弃
but the mother never gave up
但是母爱永远不放弃
dear brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
we are beloved by God
我们是被神所深爱的。
How many times have we failed him?
我们有多少次令他失望
？Sometimes we gave up on ourselves.
我们甚至连自己都要放弃自
己。We are just like that prodigal son.
我们就像那个流浪的浪子。
We tell the father, Father, there is no need for you to treat me as your son.
我们就对父神说，父啊，你真的没有必要再把我当做你儿子看，你就把我当做你的仆人吧。
But what did the father do?
但是父对我们说什么呢
？Put the ring.
他说把戒指放在他的手上。
Recover back his sonship.
就可以让你的这个儿子的名分重新得到。
Thank God.
感谢主。
We are a group of people called by him, beloved by him.
我们感谢主，我们是一群蒙他所招、蒙他所深爱的一群人。
And not only that, he said we preserve in Jesus Christ.
不仅如此，而且我们在他的里面蒙保守。
We are preserved.
我们是蒙他保守的。
In other words, God is watching over us.
换句话说，神他真的在关注着我们。
You know, this watching over is not like a priest, not like a prisoner being watched over by prison guards.
这种关注不是说那个囚犯被关注起来。
This watching over is like a mother watching over her children.
就像一个母亲来照顾自己孩子那样的关注。
One time I was we joined the Yes Group.
有一次我们在新南区有一个成人年轻人组。
A lot of brothers had these babies.
有许多年轻的弟兄就开始有
婴孩。I like to carry babies, make me feel young.
我喜欢抱小孩，因为让我感觉到我还年轻。
After a while, when I carry this baby, the baby start to make a sound, and I didn't even notice it.
当我抱这些婴孩的时候，这些婴孩就会发出一点声音。我都没注意到。
Then immediately the father said, "Oh, it's time for him to sleep."
然后，但是我没注意到，但是他的父亲立刻注意到，说该他睡觉了。
This is what we call the father watching over his children.
意思就是说，父他来看护他的儿女。
You know, every time I go to work,
每次我去上班的时候
，I always give my mom a kiss.
我总是亲吻我的母亲。
And then, mom, you know, you don't forget to, don't forget, you know.You need to take care of yourself.
我总是告诉我的母亲说来照顾好你自己。
The first thing he will tell me.
第一他要说的第一句话对我说的就是。
Have you taken your vitamins?
啊，你有没有吃你的维生素？
I said, Mom, it's late already. No, you got to take.
我说那现在有点晚了。他说吃，一定要吃。
After I take my vitamins.
我吃完维生素之后。
Did you have your lunch?
你有没有带你的午餐
？And I said, Yeah, my wife prepared for me.
我的妻子为我准备好了。
Then he said, Do you have money?
你带钱了吗
？I was thinking, wait.These three questions, I should be the one to ask my mom, right?
我就在想，我应该问我妈妈这三个问题。
But no matter what, this is how mothers are.
那不管如何，母爱就是这样的。
They watch over us.
她来保守我们。
Regardless how old I am, I'm already 60, he still watch over us.
不管我们有多老，我哪怕现在我都60岁了，我的母亲还照顾我。
He watch over me, over my wife, over my children.
她看顾我，看顾我，我的妻子，看顾我的孩子。
Sometimes we feel that mother are a little bit overbearing.
妈妈，你有时候真的是范围很大管的。
But let me tell you.
我告诉你，
Our God is more than overbearing.
我们的神不仅如此。
Matthew 10:30 says,
马太福音第十章第三十节，
Every hair of us is numbered.
说我们的头发他都数算了。
In the Gospel of Luke says,
在路加福音里面讲，
that not one of our hair will perish.
我们头发一根都不会掉下来。
Because at that time there will be a lot of persecution.
因为在那个时候有许多的逼迫。
He said, but not one of your hair will perish.
他说你的头发一根也不会落下。
In other words, without God's permission.
换句话说，没有神的允许。
Not one hair will be perished.
没有一根头发会掉下来。
Because He watches over us.
因为他看护我们。
You know, when you see me this with this black eye.
当你看见我的青肿眼泡。
Sometimes we feel like this.Accident, you know, I have this accident many times.
有的时候我就觉得我怎么有这么多的事情。
But you know what? God watches over me.
但是你知道吗？神看顾我。
Today I can stand here before you.
我今天能站在你们面前。
Testify to the fact, not only spiritually but also physically, He watches over me.
不仅在属灵上做见证，并且在我的肉身上做见证，他看护我。
Because we are called by Him.
因为我们是蒙他所招的。
We are beloved by Him.
我们是蒙他所深爱的。
We are what preserved by Him.
我们是蒙他所保守的。
And one day He will declare it to all the people.
有一天他要向世人来宣告。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
When Jesus comes back.
当基督再来的时候。
Not only He will manifest Himself to all the people of who He is.
他不仅要向世界来完全的宣告他是谁，
He will also declare who we are to the people.
而且他要让世人知道我们是谁。
What is our relationship with Him?
我们与他的关系是什么？
We are beloved by Him.
我们是被他所深爱的。
Thirdly,
第三点，
It is the ultimate what? Fulfillment of God's eternal purpose.
这个是神永远旨意最终极的成就。
What is God's eternal purpose?
什么是神永远的旨意？
That God and man and God will be one.
神与人，人与神合一。
You can see that in the book, in the book of Genesis.
就在创世纪里面就讲到。
God created man just for one purpose.
神创造人唯有一个意图。
That man and God can have what fellowship with one another.
好叫人能够与神有交通。
Yes, on the one hand, He wants man to what rule for Him.
有是的，一方面神要人为他来管理。
That is towards the world.
这个世界，
but towards himself,
但是对他自己来说，
he wants to have a companion.
他需要一个伴侣，
he wants to have a person whom he can talk to.
他需要一个 与他能够有交通的人。
But because of sin,
但是因着罪的堕落，
that fellowship was cut off.
这个交通被断绝了。
Man even gave up on God.
人就把神弃绝了。
But God never gave up on us.
但是神永远不会弃绝我们。
In the Old Testament, we can see he raised up prophets, he raised up servants.To what? To relay his what? His heart's desire to his people.
在旧约里面，神兴起众多的先知来告诉我们，还有他的仆人告诉我们他对我们的旨意。
In the New Testament,
在新约里面
，He sent His only Son.
他差遣他的独生爱子，把他的爱向我们显明出来。
And by our faith in Him,
让我们藉着我们的信
，This relationship will be recovered back.
这个。交通就会重新恢复。
If you look at the book of Colossians,
如果你看哥罗西书，
we can see the heart of God.
我们看到神的心意。
He says here, you are crucified with Him, you are risen with Him, you are buried with Him.
他说，我们与神 一同埋葬，一同复活，一同钉在十字架上，一同埋葬，一同复活。
He said, you should be rooted with him. You should walk with him.
你的信心应该在他里面生根得建造。
Just only say one thing.
只有这一切其实都在讲一件事。
God wants us to be one with him.
神让我们与他合一。
That intimate fellowship is what God's desire.
就是我们与神之间亲密的关系是神所想要的。
Sometimes we feel like, oh, I should do this for God. I should do that for God.
有的时候我们以为我们需要为神做这个事，做那个事。
But there is one thing that King David knew.
但是只有一件事情，大卫王特别清楚的知道。
That's why God said, this man is a man after my own heart.
所以神就称许他说这一事是合我心意的人。
This is what King David said.
所以大卫王就这样说。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
好叫我一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple.
瞻仰他的荣美，并且在他的殿中询问。
That's why the Lord said, this person is a man after my own heart.
所以神就称许他说，这个人他是寻求我心意的。
It is not what we do that will please God.
不是因着我们能做什么。
It is our relationship with God.
而是我们与神之间的关系。
If you talk about doing something for God, God can do anything.
如果我们说我们要为神做什么，神可以做一切。
With one word, the whole universe is created.
只有一句话，神就创造了众世界。
But what God wants is our relationship with Him.
但是神所需要的就是我们与他之间的关系。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we call when He comes back.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们所说他到回来的时候。
Well, you will say, well, he already lives in us.
当你说他已经在我们的里面居住了呀，
He may come in our hearts.
我已经接他坐到我的心里了。
Yes, God is satisfied.
是的，神很满意。
But it's not fully satisfied.
但他没有完全的满意。
Because He awaits that day to come.
因为他等着那一天来到。
Because that we and Him will be one.
好叫我们跟他能够成为一体。
It's like you know when my son go to camp.
就像我的儿子去参加营会一样。
Sometimes I feel so sad.
有的时候我就有点伤心。
He said, Dad, I can call you back.
他说，爸爸，我可以给你打电话。
Yes, I know you can call me back.
我知道你会给我打电话。
But what really satisfies me is His very presence.
那让我真的满意的是他。在我的旁边。
That's why every time he comes home, it's rejoicing of my heart.
所以他每次回来的时候都很高兴。
From that point of view, we can see also the heart of God.
所以从这一点，我们也可以来揣测我们神的心意。
Not only in us, he's only in us.
他不光在我们的里面。
He wants us to be with him forever and ever.
他让我们与他同住，从永远到永远。
That's why in Revelation chapter 22 it says.
所以在启示录里第二十二章讲的。
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
Let me read to you.
让我为你读。
21 verse 2.
第二十一章第二节。
And John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
启示录第二十一章第二节。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降预备好了。
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God.
就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
You see, these three words keep on repeating. This one word keep on repeating.
看来这有一个字眼就一直在重复。
He is with men.
他与神同与人同住。
Dwell with them.
与他们同在
shall be with them.
要与他们在一起。
This is the heart of God.
这就是神的心意。
When he comes back,
当他回来的时候，
the thing that satisfies him the most,
最令他心里满足的就是，
he will be with us.
他会跟我们同住。
Because of the time,
因着时间的缘故，
I will leave the last point next time.
我会把我要交通的最后一点留在下一次交通。
There is one thing that I want to say.
但是弟兄姊妹们，有一点我想要讲。
Lord Jesus is coming back.
主耶稣要再临。
Are we ready for him?
我们准备好了吗？
Because of this,
因着这一点，
let us not seek things that is on earth.
让我们就不要只是关注在地上的。
Let us seek things that is above.
让我们应当求在上面的。
Let us pursue after Him.
让我们来追求神。
For only Him will remain forever.
因为只有他是从永远到永远的。
All the things we have, a lot of times we feel that what should we bring, what should we wear, where should we live, what all these kind of things.
我们也许有很多外面的问题，就是我们要住在哪里，我们要带什么东西之类的。
Especially the young people.
特别是年轻人。
You feel young, you say, I still have a lot of future before me.
你就想着我还年少，我在我有美妙的前途。
Just learn from this old man.
从我这个老人身上学一点功课。
All this will go away.
所有这一切都将过去。
Only he remains forever.
只有他永远长存。
They let us seek things which are above.
今天让我们来寻求上面的。
That is eternal.
好叫我们寻求永远的事情。
For he is coming back.
因着他要再来。
And let us be ready for him.
让我们来准备好预备他的再来。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
You are a wondrous Lord.
你真的是奇妙的神。
Not only you love us, you die for us.
你不仅爱我们，为我们死。
You also resurrected from the dead.
你并且为我们复活。
Today you are seated at the right hand of the Father.
今天你住在父神的右边。
You intercede for us.
你为我们代求。
And one day you promise you are coming back.
你并且答应说你有一天必须要再来。
To bring us home.
好叫我们能够回家。
Lord, may you continue to open our eyes.
主，求你继续开我们里面的眼睛。
That we may see the real thing.
好叫让我们看见真实的。
Give us wisdom and knowledge.
给我们启示，给我们智慧和启示。
Speak to our hearts.
对我们的心里讲话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。